This is the Improve Your Online Presence podcast by Ogle Web Design. This show is a part of my mission to help small businesses embrace technology and achieve success online. Hello, and thank you so much for checking out this very first episode of the podcast. And today, I just wanted to take a little bit of time to set up what it is we will be doing here and how I hope that this endeavor can help improve your online presence. So if you weren't one of the few people that I emailed personally and asked them to take a listen to this and you somehow stumbled upon it on the internet somehow, let me first introduce myself. My name is Kyle Van Dusen and I own and operate Ogle Web Design, which is a website development and digital marketing agency just outside of Fort Worth, Texas. And ever since I graduated high school back all the way back in 2002, I've been working in the marketing field in some form or fashion. So for many of those years, it was spent as a graphic designer in the print industry. And in 2017, I launched Ogle Web Design and moved my focus towards website development. Now, if you do know me, what you probably didn't know is that I've actually been hosting a podcast for the better part of a year and a half now with one of my buddies. And what we do on that podcast is actually talk with other web developers, you know, niche things within our industry. And that's really how it's focused. But what I've really found is I really enjoy doing this and was searching for a way that I could apply this to my agency. And now with everybody being locked down and business changing because of COVID-19 and businesses being forced to really look at their online presence, I thought there's probably no better time than right now than to go ahead and stop talking about this and actually doing it. So the whole purpose behind this podcast is for everyday business owners to be able to improve their online presence. And what I mean by that is, unlike myself, you probably don't spend every part of every day thinking about marketing and websites and content creation and all these things that go along with marketing your business online. But you can benefit from a lot of these things. So my goal here is to actually just create some very short episodes. I'm thinking no episode will probably be over 10 or 15 minutes, something that's quick and easy to digest, but something that's really actionable for your business. So something that you can take an idea, a strategy, a tip, a trick, and actually apply it to your business right after you get done listening to it. And it's kind of all these small incremental steps that can really help you improve your presence over time. Now, this very first episode that we're doing right now is just kind of an introduction so I can get all my processes in place and get this podcast published everywhere that it needs to be. So we're not going to go into anything in depth in this episode, but rather just tell you how you can keep up with future episodes. So the first thing you can do right now is go ahead and look at the device you're listening to this podcast on and hit the subscribe button. Now, if you happen to be listening to this on my website, you can actually fill in a form there that asks for your first name and email address. That will add you to my email list and I'll be able to update you personally whenever I publish a new episode. So make sure that you go ahead and subscribe and you'll know when the next episode is published. It can be pushed right to your phone. Some of the things that we're going to be talking about in future upcoming episodes are going to be things about improving your Google My Business listing, how you can get more reviews and actually ask customers for reviews, create processes and systems that help you get more reviews, why you should really be talking about benefits of your product or service instead of features, which is something I talk about often, but I'm looking forward to packaging all of that together in a podcast episode. And I have another one directly from my inbox. The other day, I had a customer reach out to me about how they can keep the outdated or older content on their site fresh. And we actually worked together to implement a way that would not only tell their users that the content has been updated, but also tell Google, because Google loves a nice, fresh website. So those are just a few of the things that I have on my short list to talk about with you soon. I plan on publishing this podcast with about three to five episodes. So if you're listening to this now, there should be quite a few episodes right around the corner or already published for you. All right, so that about does it for today's little mini intro episode. And like I said, go ahead and find the subscribe button, hit subscribe to this. But more importantly, find a form and reply to me. Send me an email. Let me know what you're looking for, what kind of advice you need, where you're stuck, because those are the things that I really want to be able to put into the content of this podcast and help you out directly. So there's a very good chance if you send me an email with a question, not only will I respond to it immediately so you can get the help then, but I'll probably turn that into a more thought out podcast episode that everybody can enjoy. All right, that just about does it for today. We will catch you all on the next episode.